You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Have you ever wondered how 12 people can go into the promised land, see exactly the same giants, the same fruit, the same land, but 10 of them come back negative? Can I just tell you something? Those 10, what they saw and the report that they gave, they were not lying. They said there's giants. They said there's high walls. They said the people are bigger than us and we are small. But they were looking at their situation and not at what God had commanded them to do. Sometimes we can be so realistic. Let's just be real. Let's look at the facts. But God wants us to look at the truth, His word, and what He has spoken to us. The word that He has given us, the promise that He has given us. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? God, before the time, warned them and He said to them, listen here, where I'm taking you, your enemies are stronger than you. But I'm going to give you the victory. So what you are going to face oftentimes are going to be stronger than you. But that's why you have God to help you. The test is, whose report will you believe? Have you wondered how they can enter in? And 2 are positive and 10 are negative. Because 2 of them had a different attitude. They all had to face the giants. 10 believed the facts, 2 believed the truth. 2 believed that we are well able. 2 believed that God was with them. 2 believed that we could do it now. 2 of them were in faith. The other 10 allowed fear to grip their hearts and they influenced the whole nation not to enter into the promised land. Let me tell you something. No man, by your current situation, your present situation, knows the future. Can I have one amen? It doesn't matter what you are facing right now. That situation can change tomorrow. It's not about man's majority, but it's God's authority. What has God said about the situation? Amen? Can I tell you something? Man's greatest privilege, the greatest privilege that we have is God's presence. That God is with you. Because when God is with you, who can be against you? When God is with you, you can face a giant. But if God is not with you, then fear can grip your heart when you have to face that giant. You have to say, thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you for showing us a more excellent way. Thank you for leading us from where we are to where you want us to be. Doesn't matter what challenge you are facing, what difficulty you are facing, the question you should ask is God with me? Because when God is with you, you can face it. Has it been a tough week? Are you facing tough things? Are you facing some challenges? Can I tell you something? If you're getting ready to move to a new level in life, the matrics are writing matric now. For them to go to that new level to pass matric, there's got to be an assessment. If there's not an assessment, no test, no promotion. They don't like that. You cannot pass the test without, you cannot get the promotion without the test. Let me see, who wants to win a gold medal at the Olympic Games? Yes. Great reward, great tests. The greater the reward, the greater the preparation. Our society today, people today, they want a great reward. But they don't want to go through the great preparation. Can I have an Aino or an Amen? Family, listen to me. If you want to do great things for God, and if you've got a promise of greatness, there's going to be great preparation. Have you examined yourself? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The matrix right now, there's old exams that you can go and get. And you can test yourself to see if you're ready. You can examine yourself to see where you're at. We give them that advice. We say, please do it. Work through the previous papers. Test yourself to see where you're at. Examine yourself to see whether you're in faith. As a Christian, when last did you test yourself to see whether you're in faith? Jesus said, when I return, will I really find faith upon the earth? Will I really find faith? Faith is the only thing that pleases God. It's because of their unbelief, because they didn't believe God. They could not enter into the promised land. It's not that the promised land wasn't there and that God didn't want to give it to them. It's because of their unbelief. Can you see the need for us to make sure that we're in faith? And faith is just a lifestyle of trusting God. So I'm going to help you today. Turn to the person that you say, get ready to reset your faith. So you're going to pass this test. If you obey the word of God, you're going to pass this test. Let me see your hand. Who's ready to pass the test? Who's ready for the promotion? Family, listen to me. Joseph did not choose to go into the dry pit. Nobody volunteers and say, I want to jump into the dry pit. Can I be thrown in the dry pit? No. Nobody does that. He got thrown into the dry pit. You don't choose to go into the dry pit, but you make a decision to get out of it. Not bitter, but better. Nobody volunteers to jump into the lion's den. Oh, King, I just humbly want to come to you today and ask, can you just throw me into the lion's den? Nobody does that. You don't decide to go into a lion's den, but you decide how you get out of it. Better or bitter. Nobody volunteers to go into a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but you decide how you get out. Joshua didn't choose the walls of Jericho. Can you see how important decision is? Great men and great women are simply those who choose to come out better. Can I have an amen? Turn to the person next to you, say, get out better. Turn to the person outside, say, get out better. That's the difference. Great men, great women of God, they simply make a decision to get out better, to get through it better. It's not going to impair me, it's going to improve me. I'm not going to get out bitter, I'm going to get out better. If Joseph got out bitter, he would have killed his brothers the first time he saw them. But when he came out better, he could say to them, don't you tell me you did this. God was in control of my life. Listen what James 2 says. Reading the Passion Translation. If your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith. What is being tested? Your faith. What will you believe? What did the Lord say to Peter? He says, I pray that your faith will not fail. That you will continue to believe the Lord's report. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith and receive the victorious crown of life promised to every lover of God. When your faith is being tested, In that moment, you decide what will you believe. You decide what will you believe. You make the decision. Whose report will you believe? There's power in your decision. You decide, is this going to impair me or is this going to improve me? You decide, is this thing going to be a stumbling block or is this going to be a stepping stone? You decide, will this battle break me or make me? Will the circumstances humiliate me or elevate me? You decide. Tests and trials are meant for your belief. Faith flourishes in the soil of challenges. It's there where it grows. You don't need faith for the possible. You need faith for the impossible. Am I talking to the right people here? You don't need faith to kill a mosquito. But you need some faith to kill a giant. So what God will do is He'll often use crisis, situations, circumstances to enable you and to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. It wasn't a thus saith Joseph, you anointed one with a beautiful coat. I see the Lord gently leading you from where you are to Egypt to be a vessel of salvation to the whole world. No, it was his brothers who threw him in the pit, being sold as a slave, ending up in prison, but allowing God to be in control and not to become bitter, but to become better. Can I tell you something? When you read this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God never dodges any challenge, ever. A matter of fact, He always sees it as a challenge and says, okay, let's do it. When people say it's impossible, God says, okay, I want to see who's going to believe my report. One thing that I've seen, many times the obstacle becomes the way. The obstacle becomes the way. So the question is, the real question is, how have you been going through your situation? Have you been murmuring? Have you been complaining? Have you been talking about the problem? Or have you been declaring and confessing the solution? Turn to the person next to you and say, how have you been going through your situation? What you believe about your situation is very important because it will determine how you will go through your situation. Peter said, Lord, at your word, I'm going to drop the nets again. The centurion said, at your word, I believe. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. For 12 years, she suffered. But she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will change. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, come to me. Just come to me. So oftentimes when we are facing challenges, we run away from Jesus instead of running to Jesus. Run to the answer, run to the solution. James says, count it all joy when you go through various trials. Paul said in Romans 5, he says, we glory in tribulation. Why? Because they had the answer. When they faced the difficulty, they knew they had the answer, so they started to rejoice. They started to be happy. When you are facing a challenge, a difficulty, a test, whatever you want to call it, a problem. Sometimes people are so scared to call it a problem, they say, don't confess problem. Sometimes it's not a challenge that you are facing. You are facing a problem. Am I talking to the right people here? David in Psalm 91 verse 14, he didn't say, in the time of challenge. No, he said, in the time of trouble. That's the facts. Trouble is the facts. The truth is, in the time of trouble, the truth, I will deliver him because he has set his love upon me. So if God has given you a promise of a promised land, in the promised land, there's giants. Have you got a promise of a promised land? Giants. Turn to the person next to you and say, get ready for the giants. But you have a friend in the Holy Spirit who is ready to dispose of the giants. But who will you put your trust in? No test, no promotion. Turn to the person that you say, no test, no promotion. Listen to me. If you're a Christian, young people, worried about the future. If you're a Christian, God is in control of your life. He holds your life in his hands. And he's busy perfecting everything concerning you. What are you saying about your situation where you are right now? What are you confessing? Because what we confess shows what we believe about God. Listen to me. Those 10 people, when they started saying, it is not possible to go into the promised land. Everything they said, God said, everything you say now, I'm going to do. When we say it's impossible, when God said, go and do it, we are actually insulting God. Your negative confession becomes your negative attitude towards God. Ain't no. Two said, it's possible. 10 said, it's impossible. God said, the two that said it's possible, they'll go into the promised land. The 10 who said it's not possible, and everybody who started to agree with them, they will not be able to go in. Can I just say this? When you face a challenge, Christian, listen to me. When you face a challenge, the first thing that comes up, what did I do wrong? Am I talking to the right people here? When you face a challenge, the first thing you say, what did I do wrong? Why am I going through that? That's what the devil will do. He'll accuse you and challenge you on your sonship to make you doubt if you're a true daughter of God, son of God. If you're then a son of God, a daughter of God, why are you going through this? The devil did this with Jesus when he tempted him in the wilderness. If you are the son of God, why are you hungry? Just turn these stones into loaves of bread. The fact that you are hungry just means that you're being tested. And the test means that there's a promotion waiting for you. But if you give in to that, yes, give the Lord a hand. Listen here what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Your enemy always makes mistakes. Listen to me. They thought they were killing God. But meanwhile, God was busy with the salvation plan of all of mankind. When God is in control of your life, even when you're going through a challenge, it will glorify God's name. Joseph that came out of the pit and the prison brought salvation to everybody around him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that came out of the fiery furnace, a whole nation was turned to God. So what you are going through, there's a greater purpose. When you have God's opinion about your situation, your confession will change. Ten men said God is not able. Your confession is your attitude towards God. What you say about your situation, when you say it's impossible, this cannot work out, you're saying God cannot solve it. Am I talking to the right people here? The Bible warns us to guard our heart above all things, because out of it flows the issues of life. If you want to live a victorious life, you're going to have to manage your heart and you're going to have to manage your mind. Turn to the person next to you and say, mind management. The problem is, many of you, before you go to bed, you're on this. Wore this and this and this and this. Can you believe this person said this? Commented this. And you fill your mind with this rubbish. Whose report are you believing? What are you confessing? Mind management is the ability to think positively. Everybody has negative thoughts. Turn to the person next to you and say, everybody's got negative thoughts. Even I have negative thoughts. But you have to replace those negative thoughts with the Word of God. When you get a negative word, you replace it with the Word of God. Your situation that you are facing, see it as a challenge. You have a friend in the Holy Spirit. That test simply means there's a promotion waiting for you. In Numbers 13, verse 27 to 30, Joshua and Caleb, when they went into the promised land, the test, they saw the test as a promotion. But the other 10, when they looked at the test, they failed because they did not believe God's word. Many Christians today have not received their promotion because you are dodging all the tests, handing in sick notes. But Joshua and Caleb, they came out stronger. The 10 looked and said, oh my God, look at all these problems. Joshua and Caleb says, oh my God, look at all these opportunities. We're going to eat grapes the size of watermelons. They had a different spirit. If God inhabits the praises of His people, when you're facing a difficulty, start praising God and saying thank you that you have the answer on the inside. Start thanking God that He's making a way and opening doors where doors have closed. When the enemy has closed the door, God will open two more. Amen? They had a different spirit, a different attitude. In the society today, we need a different attitude. When people are driving aggressively on the roads, we don't need more aggressive drivers. We need people with a different spirit. That can say, you just cut in front of me, that's okay. Don't you also want to just cut in front of me? Am I talking to the right people here? You don't need a Caleb spirit right there that says, give me my mountain, give me my 80 cars, I'm going to know. They had a different spirit because they believed God was able to help them. If God inhabits the praises of His people, who inhabits your complaining and your murmuring and your negative thoughts? Negativity breeds negativity, but faith breeds faith. And faith has a positive attitude that says, we be well able. We can do it. A different spirit. Let's go and do it now, because faith acts now, faith believes now, faith receives now. When they wanted to do it the next day, God said, sorry, it's over. You were supposed to do it yesterday. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Am I talking to the right people here? Turn to the person next to you and say, no test, no promotion. Say, I'm waiting for my promotion. I'm waiting for my promotion. Amen. I haven't even taken out my glasses. I haven't even looked at my notes. This message, I've lived it. That's why I can preach it like this. Amen. You know what's the good news? You know what 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 say? We all experience times of testing. All experience times of testing. So everybody goes through tests. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, the nature, and the timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust Him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. That's the promise. That's the promise. God is ready to bring you out victoriously. So all of us experience times of testing, but God says, I'll bring you out victoriously. When you're facing a test, the first thing you have to ask God, show me the way out. What am I to do? And sometimes in a time of testing, it's a test. Some tests are hard. Hello? Some tests are hard. Especially tests of the heart. When somebody has offended you, hurt you, wronged you, you have to forgive. Family, listen to me. Paul and Silas, in prison, what did they do? They started praising God. Acts 16, verse 25. Let me read it. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Listen to me. The world out there, people are watching you. They are listening to what you are saying. The confessions you are making, the prayers that you are praying, the way that you are worshiping God, they are watching you. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Just think about this. Because of their praise and worship that God inhabits, all the doors opened, not just Paul and Silas's doors, every door of every prisoner were opened. Turn to the person next to you and say, it's important that you don't miss praise and worship. Some doors might just open for you. Some family members might just be set free when you worship God. Can you see why how important that is? You can ask Joshua and Caleb, they'll tell you. Giants are not bigger than their God. Giants are not bigger than their God. You know, the truth is, when you have 10 people that say it's not possible, and 2 that say it's possible, the 2 here will have to stand strong, that fear will not grip their hearts the way that it gripped their hearts. Because fear is more deceptive than Satan himself. It will make things seem bigger than what they are. Don't allow fear to grip your heart, but allow the love of God to dominate your heart. That's how you keep fear out of your heart, by loving God. That's why time in the Word, spending time in the Word, praying, loving God, will keep this heart at peace, will keep it full of love, because that love expels all shades of fear. Am I talking to the right people here? Let me hear you say, I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. When you are going through a test and people say, how's it going? Don't stop. Blah, 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 blah. When you're going through a test, just say, I'm expecting a promotion. I'm expecting a promotion. Joshua and Caleb, they went in and they said, we're able. We're going in, we're going to take that. That land belongs to us. those walls, God will bring them down. Why do you think God told them to keep quiet and not say a word while they were walking around the walls? Because somebody from the previous generation would have told them about the high walls. Some of you are being kept back because of stories you've heard from other people. And you believe those stories more than what you believe the Word of God. They could not control their circumstances, but they could control how they go into it and how they get out of it. Sometimes you cannot control your situation and your circumstances, but you can control how you go in it and how you come out of it. Amen? Hard times are not meant to impair you. They're meant to improve you. The battle is not there to break you, but it's there to make you. Amen? The test there, the situation, not to humiliate you, but to elevate you. How do you look at that situation? God chooses what we go through. You choose how you go through it. Can I say that again? God chooses what you go through. We choose how we go through it. Our attitude, what we will confess, what we will say. I think make a decision today to look at your situation and your circumstances from God's point of view. Not from a natural point of view. Hear heaven's opinion about your situation. Whatever you're facing right now, turn to the person next to you and say, no test, no promotion. What does that mean? Stop talking about the test. Stop talking about the battle. Start talking about the problem, the challenge, and start talking about the solution. Start talking about the promotion. Start talking about the breakthrough. Start talking about what God has promised. Don't focus on the past and the failures. Start focusing on the promise and declare that and say that. Because your confession will give you possession. Amen? God is ready to change everything. The promise is, count it all joy when you go through various trials. Why? Because that test, that trial, just simply means a promotion. Because you have the answer, Jesus Christ, in your life. And He promises to show you the way out. He wants to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. Don't get stuck in the pit and become bitter there. Decide to get out. Amen? Get out of that prison. How did Paul and Silas get out of the prison? They started praising Jesus. And when they started praising Jesus and exalting Him, not only they were set free, not only doors opened for them, but everybody around them. I'm telling you now, as you start praising God and exalting God, everybody linked to you will start to experience doors opening up, chains just falling off, so that they can go from where they are to where God wants them to be. I'm closing with this scripture, Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. God has not taught you how to swim to let you drown now. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's the promise that God has given us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.